Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. You know it's football season when we talk to Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider. Adam, good morning. The NFL starts tonight, good sir.
Guys, good to be with you. Yeah, I am so grateful because, you know, last year at this time, you know, I was unable to travel last summer to go on a training camp tour. I only saw a couple teams, and this summer I was able to see about almost half the league, so that was great. I'm so glad to be up on the road this time around. But now this year, I'm just looking forward, as you bring up, tonight's game, obviously, and then the game you guys have, a rematch of the playoff game, and that should be a great one.
Well, let's start with the Chiefs. Five new starters on the offensive line. They overhauled the entire unit after what happened in the Super Bowl against Tampa. You tell me what you think of the 2021 Chiefs and what they did in the offseason.
Really remarkable. I mean, you know, we all watched the Super Bowl. We all saw what happened. And obviously we expected changes, but I did not expect five new changes. I just didn't see it. Joe Tooney's terrific. I mean, you're talking about one of the best guards in football. Humphrey is a highly decorated center. Now, Smith has been a nice surprise to me. And Orlando Brown, look, remember, he wanted to play left tackle. He said, I'm not a right tackle, and he got his wish, and Niang's back there at right tackle. So, yeah, it's. I don't say it's unprecedented. I know it's happened before. It's just not from going from being a Super Bowl team to then changing your entire offensive line. It's really remarkable to me. And then, you know, Duvernay Tardif is back. You know, unfortunately, he had the broken hand, but we'll see what his. You know, I know he sounds like he's going to be available, but, you know, do they hang in there with Trey Smith over time? We'll see. But they've got better depth because they've got five new starters, guys like Remmers and Blythe and Andrew Wiley. I mean, they've got depth now, so it's certainly a change. I was not expecting this, I got to be honest with you. I was not expecting five. I could see two or three, but look, Andy Heck's a great coach. He'll get these guys going, and they just have to play together, which they will.
So the flip side is the Cleveland Browns, and they seem to be a very sexy pick right now to be the Super Bowl representative out of the AFC. And I was actually surprised the other day I saw that on average they have the third youngest roster in the NFL. And when you're a team that made the playoffs and you're that young, those are two pretty good signs. Are you buying the hype? Are you believing that this Browns team could take a big step forward even from what they did last year?
Yeah, well, they shocked us last year at 11-5. Certainly didn't see that. If you look at where they were 2 years ago, they severely underachieved. Yet another staff fired, the front office fired, the coaches fired. Now Kevin Stefanski comes in here to Cleveland. I was with the Browns for 2 days in training camp. And it's pretty funny. So it was the first time I had been to their training camp since 2002. That there wasn't some sort of controversy, whether it was the head coach having an issue with the players having an issue with the coaches, front office not having an issue with the coaches. It was just everybody's getting along. It was very, very quiet. I sense an extreme confidence. I don't want to say cocky, but they're very confident in what they do, and they should be. And you know, we just talked about the Browns offensive line. Well, the Chiefs offensive line, when you look at the Browns offensive line, guys, I mean, they're bringing all their starters back, and they have a top three offensive line. They're terrific. And In the playoff game, you know, it was their offense just did not do very well. They did not get their passing game going at all. Mayfield struggled to get plays downfield, and they became more of a passing team, which they don't want to do. Instead of a run game, a run team with Nick Chubb is terrific and former Chief Kareem Hunt. But Cleveland's really well coached. They've got really good depth. They have a couple issues in the secondary, which are a little bit concerning, particularly when the Chiefs spread them out. But this should be a really tight game. The key to me for the Chiefs is to make Baker Mayfield a passer, a high-volume passer. That is when he struggles a little bit. They're a very, very structured offense. They're very programmed with the run game, roll outs right, roll out left, create space for him to throw the football, reduces reads, and that's kind of been the story with him. He was so good last season because they didn't ask him to do a ton.
All right, so give us your prediction for what happens on Sunday and also what your season prediction is for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, this is interesting. So I remember 2 years ago, did I not pick the Chiefs? I think I picked the Chiefs to win it, did I not? Thought I did.
That sounds good to me.
So, yeah. So, all right, let's look at the game here. This is a tight game. I do think it'll be pretty close. The playoff game was close, so it was not the most well-played game, but it was close. It was a five-point game. I don't know what the point spread is, but I do like the Chiefs to win the game. You know, the thing with the first week of the season, more often than not, the scores are not as high as we expect. And every once in a while, there's a high-scoring game. But in the first week, defenses seem to be ahead of the offenses. Obviously, if this was later in the year, you could see both teams scoring in the 30s, because they have the ability to do that. Now, I'm going to pick the Chiefs here 27-20. To me, they're a little bit better. Obviously, at quarterback, they're way better. They're way better at wide receiver. Odell Beckham Jr. is going to play, though. This is the return of him. But I just think that that if you get Baker Mayfield behind, that's when he starts to press a little bit. That, to me, is where I think the difference is. But I'll tell you what, you better put pressure on him, because getting Odell Beckham Jr. back, Jarvis Landry will be in the slot. But Nick Chubb is an absolute superstar. I was at a practice this summer where he had 270-yard runs in one practice. He was a pretty remarkable football player. But I do like that. And then in terms of the Super Bowl, it's between the Bills and Chiefs to me. Although I like Cleveland with their upside, but they're not going to surprise anyone else. They're not going to surprise anyone. I do believe the Bills will get there over the Chiefs. Well, you guys can hate me all you want, but I think it's close. I think it's close. But I'm going to pick the Bills to get to the Super Bowl in the AFC this year.
All right. Goodbye, Adam. We'll talk to you next week. I'm just kidding.
All right. See you guys.
So the Chiefs are favored by 6 on Sunday, and so you have the Chiefs winning. You have them covering and taking the under there. So just a few notes there as our producer Jake writes that down feverishly. All right. And look, there's plenty of people that are not picking the Chiefs, and maybe the Chiefs can play that disrespect card. I talked about that earlier in the show. I mean, that's out there. For the Chiefs, they looked bad in the Super Bowl. A big part of that was the offensive line they had to put on the field. They were also distracted by things that happened off the field, and they didn't play well. But it's amazing to say this, after 3 straight AFC Championship games and back-to-back Super Bowls, they can kind of play the disrespect card, because people are not picking them based on what they saw in that Super Bowl, and that wasn't the Chiefs, man. That was a bad performance with a bad offensive line, and I do think they can play a little bit of a disrespect card this year.
Yeah, I don't know how much that would seep in. Now, it's one thing if you know, it's one thing to say disrespect card, but it's another thing to say something that's tangible. I mean, they're going to be really good. We know that they had defensively, they'll be fine. Snead has a chance to be a Pro Bowler, no doubt that he looks like he's got a chance to be really, really good. Defensively, they'll be good. I don't know about great. Offensively, they're going to be fantastic. They're right there. I mean, they're right there in this offensive line. I cannot wait to see how the offensive line comes together. You know, it's funny, when we look at football teams, we don't talk about the offensive line very much, but I cannot wait to see how these guys come together, because the other thing is protection. You know, it wasn't just the Super Bowl. At times, because of Duvernay-Tardif's injury, the right tackle position, you know, Remmers is a limited player. Good backup. You'd rather have him be your top backup guard right tackle than obviously starting. Not a really good athlete. So with all these upgrades, I do wonder, will this be one of Andy Reid's not only best offensive lines with the Chiefs, best he's ever had with the Eagles and Chiefs, it could be.
That's right.
So, Adam, I'm curious, why do you like the Bills better?
I think it's real close. The Bills have a better defense. The offensive lines, now, we're going to see. Josh Allen, I got to tell you, folks, I've covered this business 21 years. I've never seen a quarterback so highly inaccurate. At the college level, at a lower level of college, first year was not very accurate, second year better, third year obviously was incredible. I never would have imagined he could make this kind of jump. It's never happened before, really, this dramatically. He's amazing. They're super well coached, and Andy Reid protege in Sean McDermott. I just think that they're right there with the Chiefs. I think it's very, very close. I think it's their time. They've done a really good job of rebuilding this team. When they took over, when Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean, the GM, took over, they absorbed a lot of dead money. They cut a lot of players. They made a decision they were going to do that year one. And then later on, they would draft Josh Allen. It didn't look good early on for Josh Allen, but now he got that mega contract. He's an absolute star. There's no question about it. They're super loaded on offense at wide receiver. They're one of the deepest teams at wide receiver. Offensive line, they're good enough. They're not great, but they're really well coached. I think it's super duper close, and they could win anywhere. They could. The only thing I worry about is their ability to run the football. They don't run it well. Josh Allen does not need a run game, but it's kind of like with Mahomes. He doesn't need a run game either. They're both superior athletes for the position. Josh Allen's a little bit more of a runner. It's so close. It's my gut feeling because I just think it's a toss-up between the two of them. I love to see that game in the playoffs, right, a championship game in good enough weather for both teams to be able to throw the football. I mean, folks, you're talking about super elite high-level play right now from both quarterbacks.
It will be a rematch, and we'll see if the Bills can get over the hump if it happens again. All right, let's run through a couple of games before we have to let you go. Tonight, Cowboys-Buccaneers, who you like in this game, and who you pick in to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the Bucs clearly over the Cowboys. Cowboys' problem is when you watch this game tonight, I know it's week one, so strange things happen. Cowboys' front four is not very good. Bucs aligns back. You know, they brought everyone back. I don't know if this has ever happened before, where a team would bring at least 20 starters back from a Super Bowl win the previous year. It's really remarkable. They re-sign everyone, so they're all back. They shouldn't have too much problems against the Cowboys. And Dak Prescott will play tonight. That's a good thing. It's good to see him back after his horrific injury, and then obviously the shoulder strain, which is a little bit problematic. You need to keep an eye on that. So, yeah, I don't see the Bucs really struggling this game at all. They should win by 10 points or more.
What do you think the Steelers will do in Buffalo against the Bills on Sunday? That's an interesting matchup.
Yeah, it's a great game, really a great game. The way you beat the Steelers is you throw against them. Their secondary is average to below average. Their safeties are good, but they're not very good at corner. I do believe the Bills will win that game. Steelers have a major issue on their offensive line. This is probably, folks, first time I could remember. They have a bottom 10, perhaps bottom 5 offensive line, and that's going to be a problem against the Bills' defense.
Adam Kaplan is our guest. What about Packers at the Jameis Winston-led Saints?
Looking forward to that one. Packers should not have too much of a problem. The Saint defense will be pretty good, no doubt. Their issue, to me, is at wide receiver, where Michael Thomas is out. Marquez Callaway was a nice story for them, but they just don't have enough talent at wide receiver. And to me, they're going to have trouble scoring. And the Packers have a new defensive coordinator in Joe Barry, who I'm told will be a little bit more aggressive than his predecessor, Mike Pettine. So I expect the Packers to have no problem winning that game.
Okay, so obviously you would have the Chiefs winning the division. Who finishes second behind them in the West? What's your order of finish in the AFC West?
You know, I would pick Denver easily if they had a better quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater is very average. He's a check-down quarterback. He's not going to challenge anything downfield. I'm going to pick the Chargers. In fact, I'm going to pick the Chargers to be a wild-card team, one of the three wild-cards in the AFC. That's kind of one of my surprises this season.
All right, and again, your Super Bowl matchup, for those that missed it at the beginning of the segment, who do you predict to be the two teams standing at the end?
A rematch. No, not quite, unfortunately. It's because I got the Bills in the AFC. It's going to be the Bills and Bucks, the B's and B's. And then winning it, I'm going to pick the Bucks to run it back. Two in a row, back to back.
Wow. That number eight for Brady?
I don't know.
I'm not counting that yet.
I'm losing track.
Yeah. You know what? Patrick Mahomes, save us all. I would like to see a rematch, of course, in the Super Bowl. And the Chiefs with a healthy offensive line. But we'll see. It's going to be a hell of a season, and we're so glad that you're going to be on the show talking football with us all season long, Adam Kaplan. We will talk to you next week, sir.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
It does sound good. I like it. That's Adam Kaplan. And see, and there you go. And look, Adam is entitled to his opinion. It is what it is. But again, another national reporter, an NFL pundit, picking someone else besides the Chiefs to make it to the Super Bowl. Keep it up. Keep it going. Let's go. Send this audio over to Arrowhead. Kaplan knows what he's talking about. This is what the Chiefs need, man. They need to hear this. This needs to be out there. Well, there's people think you got figured out in the Super Bowl. That's right. And again, if you roll out with Remmers at left tackle and Wiley at right tackle, yeah, there's going to be some issues. I don't anticipate seeing that at all this year.
It is so hard to make it 3 years in a row. I'm, They will.
Sure it is.
But it is.
Sure it
so
is.
So hard to do.
It's yeah. hard to make it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely.
Freaking hard
yes,
to make it.
Yes, it is.
But you know what?
I don't think anyone in Kansas City needs to be told how hard it is to make a Super
no,
Bowl.
No.
I think some people do.
Half a century.
I think some people do.
Well, then they're
short-term memories.
Bandwagon jumpers that didn't yeah. experience all the heartbreak and,
yeah.
you know.
People sometimes, it's a recency bias, you know. But
I think
that's
people
how,
like Kaplan are just playing the odds. Like,
sure, you know, of course.
And Buffalo's a good team.
Happen.
But that's how great I think Patrick Mahomes is.
Agreed.
And yes, Andy Reid's a fabulous coach. And Travis Kelce, I think he'll end up being the greatest tight end that ever played.
Ever.
Already the greatest tight end that ever played for the Chiefs.
No doubt.
Tyreek Hill's a stud. Chris Jones, Tyrann Mathieu, up and down. There's how many damn players they have in the top 100. They had two of the top five players in the NFL. Tremendous upgrades in the offensive line. But Mahomes is the difference maker. It is razor thin, the difference between all these teams. They all got playmakers. They all one team's got Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen is a fine quarterback. He's better than many people thought.
He's way better than I thought he was going to be.
Nate thought he'd be out of the league by now.
I don't know about that, but I did not
but
think
I'm
he was
telling
gonna...
you.
I did. I totally thought. I saw this coming.
How did the championship game look?
I just remember the Chiefs.
And I know the teams are yeah. different.
Are they?
Okay.
A little bit.
They played twice last year. Did anything happen in either of those games that have you scared of another matchup against
no,
Buffalo?
Well, that's what started our
ways.
Whole conversation about Josh Allen, and I've never been scared of him.
Look, here's Buffalo.
Now, he is a lot better than I thought he was going to be.
This is the Chiefs. Here's beating them like a drum.
Wow.
Pounded them.
Beating them like a drum.
How did those two matchups go?
No, they beat them.
The Bills do not match up well with the Chiefs.
They beat them two different ways.
And they ran it right down their throat.
If the Bills
their throat.
Want to get to the Super Bowl, they got to hope someone else knocks off the Chiefs.
Yeah, they do.
It's just not a good matchup for them.
I don't think Bills make it to the AFC Championship.
He says that, and then he takes a big sip of coffee. Look at this. That's a meme right there. Look at it. Hot take.
Hot coffee.
Wash down that hot take with some
hot
with
take,
some Joe.
Hot coffee.
Fresh yeah. coffee, if you guys want some. It's tasty.
Oh, I need a lot of coffee today.
I made some. It is late night.
Ooh, late. I couldn't sleep after that either. Ugh, it's up all night.
Why are you a bad parent?
I just make horrible decisions, man. You know, like I...
But they're not horrible. They're not horrible. Here, let me tell you why they're not horrible.
You're the one that said it.
Now,
I'm not,
not
saying
horrible.
You're a bad parent. You declared yourself a bad
yeah,
parent.
You
I
said,
circle
you
back
you
to
said
that.
It. You just are jumping right
do?
Back in. They're not horrible because you can learn from it. So it's not a horrible decision.
I just, but I feel like I make the same mistakes over and over
well,
again.
Let me tell you something.
And
all I
then,
do
yeah,
is
it's
sit
horrible.
And regret everything that I ever did yeah. with Richie and Phil. Especially now that Richie's grown, I look back. Why did I do that?
Hey,
why did
guys,
I do this?
They're great
Nothing.
Kids.
Here's
like,
the thing.
You know, that's
but
what,
I'm
that's
not. But I'm not
job.
A great dad. I'm not a great
but
guy.
Here's the thing, guys.
Are.
They are, despite in spite of me. You know who's the great one? Susan? Mrs. Susan St. John.
Right. There you
she
go.
She deserves her credit.
Well, look how bad of a person I was, and look how I've turned out now. So that should give you
that's
hope
not,
about your
that's
kids.
That's not making me feel great. Right? That was. Can you use a different example? That's not. I need something a little bit.
If I can turn this yeah, thing around, yeah. your kids are going to be just fine.
It's just funny because, like, when you're raising little kids, you think it's really hard because
you're shaping them.
Because they well, and the thing is, like, their life is so fragile, and you gotta 24-hour surveillance, and you can't
nope.
take your eyes off them, and all
can't
this
do
stuff.
That.
And somebody told me a while back, like, they were raising kids that were, like, middle school and high school age. Well, my kids were little. And they're like, you think that part's hard? That part's just logistics, man. It's just about, like, making sure somebody's got eyes on the kid. You know, you can teach anybody to change a diaper and all that stuff. But when you start having to deal with the nuances of navigating, like, the complexities of life, that's hard. And, like, I'm starting to wander into that now. I'm like, man. I'm not. I don't know that I'm so good at this. Emotionally, I'm out of control. I fly off the handle. You know,
12-year-old twin girls make me feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I've never.
You gotta let it go.
I've never been a parent before in my life.
Oh my god!
With the challenges they present me, I love them. I love both of them so much.
That's all you have to do.
I have never met
honestly
a meaner.
Listen to me about parenting.
Person in my life than those two girls. The way they are at each other.
Right.
and the fights. And like, I don't know what to do, Sue. You got to help me here. This is way tougher than the boys. They scare me. These girls scare me very much.
With that the boys just punch voice. It out, and then 20 minutes later, they're hugging.
Then later on, then I'd go in their room, and there'd be a poster on the wall, like a foot off the ground. Clearly, something's happened to the wall. A poster does not belong at foot level.
No.
And I take that, and there's an ass-shaped hole in the wall where someone put something through the wall. But guess what? That was it.
They had to come together and be like, oh, crap. We gotta we have to figure this out together now.
I know we can do.
Put the Mizzou poster down there at the bottom.
And then they act like nothing happened.
Put the Mizzou poster down. Oh, I don't know. The poster wasn't there 15 minutes ago, so I kind of know.
Yeah, we wanted to remodel.
Yeah. I try.
So what kind of bad decisions you make?
It's more like my emotional control. You know, like my wife does a really good job of just being steady and a firm hand when the kids push back and test
boundaries.
You need to
start daily meditations, bro.
I'm sure I need to do that.
You do.
I'm sure I do. I'm you're probably right.
I'm telling you. That's how you gain proper control over your emotions. It's how I gain. I don't know how you gain them, but that's I am the most irrational, emotional person on planet Earth.
No.
Yes.
No.
I've never witnessed you yelling.
Right. I haven't seen it.
Right.
I'll just take your word for it.
Believe me.
This is all I want.
A break. Right now.
I'll yell Gary.
Meditate on this.
This is what. Oh, wow. Did he say that?
Yeah.
This is what I want. I want to be the man that my daughters think I am.
Well.
That's my goal, and I try every day, but I, you know, every day is a failure. But then you step back and say, you know what? I'm doing the best I can.
Just
and
love
sometimes
them.
That's all we can do.
Just love them.
Is the best we can.
They're going to be fine, man.
And Chiefs going back to Super Bowl and
that's
winning
right.
it.
There you go.
All right.
Boom.
They're going to win it. Screw you, national media. Back after
awesome.
This on WHB.